أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم اتخذوا آلهة من الأرض هم ينشرون لو كان فيهما آلهة إلا الله لفسدتا فسبحان الله رب العرش عما يصفون لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون أم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة قل هاتوا برهانكم هذا ذكر من معي وذكر من قبلي بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون الحق فهم معرضون وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون وقالوا اتخذ الرحمن ولدا سبحانه بل عباد مكرمون لا يسبقونه بالقول وهم بأمره يعملون يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يشفعون إلا لمن ارتضى وهم من خشيته مشفقون ومن يقل منهم إني إله من دونه فذلك نجزي جهنم كذلك نجزي الظالمين. And have they taken up gods for worship from the earth, who are able to raise the dead to life? And if there were gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens and the earth, then both of them would have been in confusion. So glory be to Allah ta'ala, the Rabb of the throne, against the things that they ascribe to him. When we say that we believe in Allah Ta'ala as God, then who is God? God is one who has supreme control. Nobody can stop and prevent his intentions. So he's got supreme, complete control. Then God is one who is independent in carrying out whatever he wants. He is not subject to any other person. He is totally independent in his decisions. Then God is one that has knowledge of all things. There isn't a single thing open or secret that is discreet and concealed from him. Now, in this universe, in the heavens and the earth, we see a proper system. We see the day and we see the night. We see the rising of the sun and the setting of the sun. We see the tides high and the low. So we see all these systems are working in harmony, and there is some type of system within this whole universe. So now if there were more than one God, then the God is one who is supposed to be totally independent in all control. So if one God had wished for it to be night and the other had wished for it to be day, then there would have been confusion at one and the same time, at the same spot. You cannot have darkness and brightness. So if one is trying to say that it's supposed to be day now, and the other is saying that it should be night, then how can both these contradictions, how can they be reconciled? It's impossible. So we see from the beginning of time that there is one harmonious system carrying on in the universe. And we see rain coming from above and vegetation sprouting from the earth. Again, there is harmony in the heavens and the earth. If there were multiple gods and one god is saying that it should be raining and the other god says that it shouldn't be raining, One is saying that there must be vegetation spreading, sprouting out, and the other is trying to prevent it. Then how can it ever work? So there cannot be more than one God. There can be one of two situations. One, we can say that perhaps the one God has given in to the other God. If he's given in, that means he is weak. He doesn't have the strength to force his will. So when he doesn't have the ability to push his will, then he cannot be God. And if it is that we say that both of them had agreed that it should be night at one and the same time, or it should be day at one and the same time, then to this consensus and this type of arrangement has come about because of consideration. One God has become considerate to the other God. He is afraid of perhaps, or whatever reason, but he has been considerate to the other. This again is an indication of weakness, inability to carry out one's intentions independently. So if there were multiple gods, then there would have been confusion, there would have been chaos, the whole system would have been corrupt. One is deciding something and the other is deciding something else. Then how can you expect harmony in the entire universe, in the entire system? So logically also, it's impossible for there being more than one God. As I said, the God must be all-knowing, he must be all-powerful, in full control, and he must be totally independent in his decisions. He doesn't have to make any consideration. He is not subject to any person's suggestion. He is carrying out his will independently, absolutely controlled, supreme authority and independence. So this is God. And because there is supreme authority, complete control, then it is impossible that this type of control be shared. لا يسألوا أما يفعلوا وهم يسألون. And he is not questioned for what he does, as he's got total control, absolute authority, total independence, then he is not answerable to anybody for whatever he does. But all the creation, whoever it is, how big or small they may be, all of them are answerable. Have they taken up gods besides him for worship? Then say, if it is so, then produce, bring forth your convincing proof. This is a message with me, ذِكْرُ مَنْ مَعِيَّ. This is a message for those who are with me, that is the Quran, and a message for those that were before me. There is no God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this message is contained in the Quran, contained in the previous scriptures, ذِكْرُ مَنْ قَبْلِي بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So in all heavenly scriptures, you will find the verse that God is one. Listen, Israel, your God, our Lord, is one. So in all these scriptures, you will find past and present, you will find the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no clear categorical verse to say that there are multiple gods. But أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْحَقِّ. But most of them do not understand the truth, hence they turn away. And we have not sent any Rasul before you, but with this inspiration, we had sent every Rasul with this inspiration that there is no God but I, then worship me alone. And they do say that Na'uzu Billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken up a son, has begotten a child, glory be to him. Then these people that they are attributing for worship to Allah ta'ala, they are but servants, Isa alayhi salam, or Uzair alayhi salam, or whoever else, whichever the malaika, they are all servants that are opposed to ranks of honor. And in his presence they are so obedient that لا يسبقونه بالقول, they don't even speak before him. وَهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ, and they carry out all his instructions. Whatever his commands are, they go by his commands and carry out his commands. He knows exactly all those things that went before them and what came after them. And so his knowledge is complete. It comprehends and encompasses everything, what is before and what is to come. وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ, and they cannot even intercede except for the one who is acceptable. Intercession on his behalf is acceptable. This, they can intercede on behalf of such a person only. They don't have the free will to intercede for any person that they wish, rather for that person who's acceptable for intercession. وَهُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَتِهِ مُشْفِقُونَ, and they stand in awe out of the greatness and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They stand out in reverence and in awe out of His reverence and His greatness. And وَمَنْ يَقُلْ مِنْهُمْ, and if any one of them says that I am God besides Allah ta'ala, then such a person will be punished with Jahannam. We will reward him, we will punish him with Jahannam, and in this manner we punish the wrongdoers.